Cultivating erotic energy from a surprising source. First published October 9th, the year of our Lord, 2015, by Cuck Murphy. Today, I sent my adoring, loyal, hot young girlfriend of 2 years to have sex with a stranger from Tinder. She is currently at his apartment, checking in with me via text, and is presumably sucking and fucking her way to a good time. I'm alone, writing. Couldn't be happier. Now, before you write me off as another Salon.com freak, wants to be a cuckold or some kind of spineless beta undermale, hear me out. This has been a long road. My manhood is intact and my dick is hard. I'm almost 40. Years ago, after my divorce from my blue pill marriage, I found Rosie, Rausch V, and eventually Rational Male. Along the way, I made friends with Cernovich, and we came up together in the game. I've learned and practiced Tantra, various elements of the BDSM lifestyle, and just about every angle, pun intended, for male-female relations. From experience, effort, and education, I've become an expert. I've learned over time how my natural disposition is to be dominant. For submissive women, I'm practically an ideal. I've had sex slaves, little girls, and tied them all up. Feminists seek me out to fuck them like the patriarchy. And yet, I've just sent my 15-year junior girlfriend to bang Matt from Tinder. Why? Years of being in a dead marriage, sexless, undesired, unappreciated, made me question myself, made me question my manliness. It made me question my worth. I was emasculated. In couples therapy, the 60-year-old shriveled arbitrator proclaimed my sexual urges unreasonable, that my wife had no obligation, nor even a passing concern for the existential angst my unrequited sexual energy was creating. I was dying. My personal Maslow's unmet, but they didn't care. Ultimately, divorce and subsequent rape followed. From that disorder, my new persona evolved. I made it a goal to become objectified. Was that the healthiest conception? Maybe not. But my ego demanded it for survival. I had to become reaffirmed sexually. In many ways, sex is about being accepted by the other person. Human beings are designed for attachment and affirmation. We need it. It's okay to desire being affirmed. Not getting that from your wife and not being able to get it elsewhere is damaging. It takes healing. So away I went on a journey whose goal was to become desired purely for sexual and physical reasons. I wanted to be the most memorable sexual experience for each woman I slept with, to ruin her forever. In a good way. I wanted a lot of sex, and got it. I succeeded, and maybe now I'm even sated. The edge gets far from center eventually. Excitement and novelty can wear off. Even novelty can become boring. There are only so many approaches to sex, so many different ways of doing it, only so many different kinds of people and lovers. For me, and those of us who like to push the edge, eventually, the only areas left to explore become things you can only do as an evolved couple. Intimacy and vulnerability are essential to form the trust which becomes the launching point for erotic explorations. Unfortunately, over time, intimacy as practiced today tends to lead to the extinguishment of the erotic flame. A sad irony. Truly, getting to know your partner can kill the spark. Esther Perel, author of Mating in Captivity, writes that intimacy can destroy desire and passion. When two become one, there is no gap to bridge. The gap is where erotic energy lies. Creating and maintaining a gap between two people who live together takes special care. When my girlfriend and I decided together that I'm going to rape her whenever I want, that appearance of non-consent gives us extra erotic energy. Rape certainly is about bridging a gap, as it were, and inherently contains a certain anonymity to it. It turns her on like crazy. I love it. Healthy, vigorous sex can and does include violence and aggression. Power dynamics are often at the core. But we decided in advance what is okay, and we have an established code of conduct. It is suspended disbelief. This disbelief allows us to create a gap to close. It creates a space for desire to reach out to the other person. Role-playing stranger rape puts us into different personas for the moment, creating mystery, danger, and desire, i.e., it's fucking hot. Matt from Tinder helps us introduce another element which requires suspended disbelief. Just like my girlfriend knows I could, nor ever would actually rape her, I too know that my girlfriend is not going to leave me for some guy she met on Tinder today to fuck. The entire experience is regimented according to my rules. I introduced her to the idea. I pushed it. I told her to go on Tinder and find someone. On the day in question, I tell her when and where to do it. She checks in with me via text. I know where she is and I'm waiting for her. She is not alone. She is on a mission sent directly by me. And the entire point is for me to get turned on in a way that wouldn't happen otherwise. The excitement, eustress, and anticipation puts me in a different state. I get turned on knowing someone else wants my girl as badly as I do. Yes, I get turned on knowing she is fucking someone else. We've done it together where we've picked up a guy at a bar, took him home, and I watch them have sex. Or we've brought a guy from Craigslist over and I took pictures as he banged her. This time, I just sent her on her way and gave myself time to write and relax, knowing that exceptional sex awaits upon reunion. The time she spends with the other guy isn't really hers alone. It's ours. It's mine. It's her acting out my ideas. Her behavior is manifestation of my will. It is not incongruent with our dominant submissive relationship. As crazy as that may sound to some, when she was finished, she rushed back to me immediately, and we had the best sex ever. Yet again. Each time surpassing the last. New peaks 2 years into it. Putting ourselves into that situation creates a newer, crazier level of erotic energy that leads to even better and more powerful sexual experiences. Call it sperm wars. Fear of losing her or jealousy, all of it contrived by our own suspended disbelief. It leads to an amping of our own sexual energy in a way I've not experienced anywhere else. Basically, I get to spend time writing and being alone, my preferred activity. And in return, I get hotter, more satisfying sex with a sexy young girl that I love. Our bodies are fickle creatures. I don't think love or lust is designed to do much more than to trick us into getting her pregnant. A temporary insanity cloaked in oxytocin and dopamine. It fades, usually 18 to 36 months in, and you're left wondering where the spark went and how to get it back. This outright manipulation of sex hormones through contrived, consensual sexual activities involving a third person is just another biohack. It can be part of a repertoire of the individualist, self-regulating male. But not just anyone can or should jump into something similar. What I'm talking about is advanced stuff, guys. Apex level. There are ground rules and conditions precedent required before closing on a deal like this. Cultivating erotic energy can this way can be risky. Your frame and trust must be impenetrable for this to work. You have to be in a certain place yourself before you can ever try this. From my experience, I've deconstructed what has worked, and here is how you do it. Learn game. Get fit. Raise your status. Before you attempt a match from Tinder scenario, you better already be at the top of your game. Follow everything Mike tells you to do at Danger and Play first. Once you've mastered yourself, then you can master advanced shit like this. Take baby steps. Go through all the other stuff first. This is for when you're sated. This for when you've already experimented with BDSM, Tantra, or whatever else gets you going. Extinguish the thrill of novelty first. Have threesomes with other women. Have girls on the side. When that energy ebbs, when you find yourself wanting to work more than even talk to other girls, much less put in the energy to fuck them, then start to consider something like I'm suggesting. You actually get an erotic charge from doing nothing. Highly efficient. The day after nights like this, I am usually creatively supercharged. You must be dominant and she submissive. If your natural disposition is to be submissive, you have already lost the fight. Go back to step one. You must be dominant in your personality and relationship. So much so that you and she acknowledge it, and she embraces her submissive nature to enhance your own dominant one. You must trust her. Trust is another word for being able to predict someone's behavior. Trust encompasses knowing your girl's position in life, where she is mentally, emotionally, financially, professionally, such that you know how she is going to behave. Your trust comes from the fact that you know she won't leave you because you're the man of her dreams. You've mastered yourself and the game, such that you know you're the one doing the choosing. That's how you trust her. By being amazing. It must always be your idea. If your girl brings this up to you and insists over your protestations, you might as well pack your bags, brother, because that relationship is already dead. This experience is about you, your needs, and your desires. She will love it because you want it. Staying true to your own desires and not settling for anything less will turn her on. You must set the tone, the pace, and be the sole decider as to when, where, and if at all this actually goes down. You have complete and unfettered access to her phone and social media account should you choose to look. Myself, I like to look at her text and Tinder messages from potential third parties because it turns me on. I use that sexual energy and turn it right back around on her. Bottom line, you must be in control 100%. Have her fuck a young guy. Assuming you're in a relationship with a younger woman, as you should be, you should have her bang a young guy on the side. This way, she really will only see him as a physical fling rather than a potential competitor for her loyalty. Your status, maturity, and vastly superior world knowledge will keep you secure. Have fun. Check in with yourself. Make sure you're enjoying it. If you are distressed, actually insecure or feel like you're compromising yourself, do not engage. Go back to step one and start over. This is meant to enhance your life, make you more vigorous, and hack your hormonal environment. If it's not lifting you up, then you should try something else. Some of this, or maybe all of it, is going to challenge many of you. Some of you are going to call me cuckold, a pussy, or accuse me of being somehow less a man. Maybe you think I'm secretly gay? If you're feeling any of those, you should probably look inside and ask yourself why what I've decided for myself is making you feel that way. This is apex level stuff, like I said. It's not for the neophyte. It's not for those who aren't dominant in their relationship. It's not for those whose woman is pushing the agenda. It is for those who are developed and mature as a man, who have learned about relationships and themselves in the process. It is for those who can begin to grasp what cultivating erotic energy means and comprehend it is essential to keep it alive as time progresses. And most importantly, it is for those who are willing to push the envelope within the bounds of a healthy relationship, understanding that the final frontiers of sexual exploration can only be done with a devoted, loyal partner.